Terry. I love the blouse you've got too. That kind of an interesting blouse, and a very kind of interesting there. And you can have a seat over here too, because we got Deidre Teagarden here too.
My best friend Deidre, right on.
You know each other, huh?
A long time, yes.
Oh, wow, wonderful. You know everyone, Terry.
No, I don't know everyone.
Well, Terry wears a few hats. She's worked with the Native Hawaiian Chamber of Commerce very effectively and watched that grow and grow and grow. And I have to say, you get amazing guest speakers.
That
You've
we
gotten
do.
A pretty impressive, as does Deidre.
Yes.
With
yes.
her wonderful events she puts on. You've got a special event that's happening this coming Saturday. And I have learned so much. Is it too loud?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll turn this down a little
Thank
bit
you.
Here. But it's all on one, so I have okay. turned down. And of course, I'm deaf, so yeah. too many years using headsets. So this Saturday, you've got a very special guest flying in who's going to actually be calling in here shortly, Michael Backus.
That's right. Michael Backus is one of the nation's leading medical cannabis researchers, and he's actually going to be presenting a Lunch and Learn program at the University of Hawaii Maui College at 11 o'clock at the Lay's Family Restaurant in the Pa'ina building. He's specifically going to be speaking about how cannabis helps people to manage pain using your natural system.
And it's interesting because I've learned so much about this from you. One thing I was not aware of that I'm learning a lot about is that a lot of seniors now have found it to be extremely helpful if they're going through pain issues. Sometimes it could be because it's arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, or issues of severe pain they may have in certain of the joints, back pain. And also from those, of course, that have cancer and other issues that you found, seniors have found that using cannabis can really relieve a lot of aches and pains that weren't relieved except through severe medication otherwise.
That's exactly right. The fastest growing group of medical cannabis patients throughout the nation are over the age of 60. And I think the reason for that is that, exactly as you said, Cindy, when you get past a certain age, maybe you had an old sports injury or something like that, and then it tends to be reoccurring as you get older. A lot of inflammation in joints and things like that. And medical cannabis is really quite effective at relieving inflammation and pain. And a lot of seniors are surprised to find out that medical use of cannabis means typically very small dosages, and it does not require smoking. So seniors are quite happy to find out that they can take tinctures, or they can use capsules, or they can even use topicals. We have a new serum at the dispensary called Cool that goes right onto the skin, goes right through the skin into the joints and muscles, and provides relief within a few minutes. So
that was a whole new thing that I was amazed at. I had no idea that you could have a topical and not have to ingest anything, and that it can work through the skin.
That's right.
You told me about it because I had skin surgery on my nose, and there was some scarring and other issues and a little bit of pain around it, and you told me about it, and it's like, wow, I had no idea that you could actually do that. So, you know, and I have some arthritis issues in my shoulder. And also in my, I think I have three discs in my lower back that have been kind of fused together and have caused arthritis as well. So, I mean, it's like, wow, there's this whole new world that's being discovered. And your guest, who's going to be calling in here in a few minutes, has been actually cataloging this and probably an expert in the field. So people can go this coming Saturday for only $10. And it's at 11 o'clock and have a buffet lunch, the materials, and hear the talk, which is unbelievable. I mean, I can't eat a lunch for $10. I'm sorry. I've tried, and it's very hard to have a lunch. Oh, I guess, no, that's true. I can have a Subway for about $6 or $7, but I can't have a buffet lunch up at Lay's, and that's upstairs where there's that whole big, wonderful campus there, and there's that restaurant cafeteria, and then upstairs is the Lay's restaurant upstairs.
Correct. So the best way to enter UHMC for this event would be from the Maui Arts and Cultural Center side of the parking lot there. But we're right there. And yeah, the price was purposely set to be very affordable. As I said, many of our seniors are seeking this kind of therapy, and we're aware that many of them are on fixed incomes. So we wanted to make sure it was affordable for anybody who's interested.
Now, the name of the book that Michael wrote is called?
Cannabis Pharmacy, and it is one of the top-selling books on Amazon and has been for quite some time. For the use of medical cannabis. We use it somewhat of as a textbook at Marigrown Therapies.
Well, it's the size of a textbook. It's about an inch thick, maybe more than an inch thick.
Correct. But in that book, Michael Bakas explains how cannabis works with human physiology. There really is science behind this. And actually, the human endocannabinoid system was discovered in 1989 in Israel by Dr. Raphael Meshulam, who was the same scientist that isolated delta-9-tetrahydrocannabinol, which is also known as THC. And Dr. Meshulam has also done some groundbreaking study on cannabidiol, known as CBD.
Why do you think it's Israel? Is it because of him, or why are they at the forefront of this, do you figure?
Israel doesn't have the same kind of legal challenges in place that the United States has. Because cannabis has been a Schedule I drug since 1970, it's very difficult for people to get research permits here in the United States, whereas in Israel, they're much freer about that. And in fact, if you go in for surgery in Israel and you are hospitalized, you do have the option of using cannabis to manage your post-surgical pain in a hospital.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah. Same thing in Montreal, Canada. You can do the same in Canada.
Well, I think Canada is actually going to make the use of cannabis legal coming in July. Is it June or July? I believe that's going to happen.
That's
across
correct.
The whole country is going to be. They
are legalizing adult recreational use, but medical use of cannabis has been legal in Canada for quite some time.
So this was quite a huge step. I remember when it went through, and I believe Senator Ross Baker was behind the legalization of using medical marijuana cannabis. /cannabis. You corrected me on marijuana. I told Deidre about why we don't call it marijuana.
But right.
I didn't know that. But oh wait, I think Michael's calling.
Okay, perfect.
Aloha.
Is this Michael Bakas?
Hi, Michael. How are you? Hello. I kind of heard you for a second. Are you there?
Here, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Now I can. I've got in the studio here with your friend, Terry Freitas-Gorman.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Terry.
How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Well, I mean, first of all, I have to say congratulations on putting out this amazing book, Cannabis Pharmacy. When did it come out?
Initially 2014, and the revised edition came up in November.
So it's done extremely well.
Yeah, it's done really well. I've really been pleased. Very lucky.
And was it kind of, you put a lot of work into it. How long did it take to actually create this book?
years. I mean, I literally was writing it for 2 years.
Well, I understand. I've been on a book 2 years. After that amount of time, it's like, whoa, you know, one more thing to get. And there's always these changes that come that you've got to update, and you just did an update, right?
Yeah, and I was really pleased I got the opportunity because it's one of those things that kind of grates on you. Every time you see something that you wanted to update and it isn't updated, you're just waiting for the opportunity.
No, I do get that. So now, basically, are you just going around doing what we call an extended author tour that's kind of speaking all the time about this successful book?
Yeah, I'm also doing some more research. I mean, in the interim between the editions, I did a bunch of research on cannabis and got a couple of patents and just kind of waded deep into the scientific swimming pool. So it's an endless topic, so I got a feeling I'll probably be on a combination of research trip and extended author tour for the rest of my life.
Well, when you started this book, I don't think there was the huge economic push for so many people who've now seen this as a possibility to really go out into the world and find, economic or money-making opportunities by finding out how this can be used more. And what's your feeling about this? Have you seen more and more people investing in this? I'm sorry, can you hear me?
We're in kind of a...
You're breaking up a bit, Michael.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
see if I can move here. Hold on for a second.
You're hearing you now. Okay.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, we're in kind of a green rush right now, which is akin to a gold rush. But like the gold rush, a lot of people got into the gold rush, but very few people ended up in the gold business.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people are in the cannabis rush right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that many are going to end up in the cannabis business. There's no get-rich-quick scheme here. There's a lot to learn.
Mm-hmm. But I'm seeing and I'm learning so much every time I talk to Terry. She's an educator. And
definitely.
She is.
Michael's my educator.
Well, you've done a good job then, because you. Terry tells me so much about this that I didn't know. I mean, it seems like there's so much for people to be educated on the subject.
Yeah, it's a very, very complex subject because it interacts with so many different parts of the body, from the brain to the digestive system to, you know, the tips of your toes. It really, you know, is interacting with all these different systems throughout the body. Our understanding of those interactions is growing day by day.
Well, I think it's wonderful that you're coming to talk on this. I think, is this the first time you've done a talk here in Maui?
No, I've been over several times. I love the island, so it's always a pleasure to go over there. Matter of fact, I've even been to the restaurant at which it's going to be held, and the food's great, so I'm excited to come back.
Yes.
It is. It's wonderful. Well, you've helped out not only Terry, but a lot of people in the education process, right?
Mike?
Yeah, it's really a pleasure for me to do. It's a topic that's fascinating to me, so it's really easy for me to share and learn.
Well, we're so fortunate because Michael Bacchus is Maui Grown Therapy's curriculum developer and training advisor, and Michael spent quite a bit of time with us in July, more than a week, training our opening staff.
Wow.
And we got a real intensive, deep look into how medical cannabis works and how to work with our patients to help them find what works best for them. And Michael is truly one of the most gifted educators I've ever met in my life. He can make anything interesting, but he makes this absolutely fascinating.
And there's so much that has to be taught to overcome the prejudices that accompany people thinking, oh, you're going to be a hippie, you're getting this to be high, you just want to, you know. And there's all these people who are even embarrassed to even think and say that they're using cannabis.
I think Michael can probably address that better than I can because he's been researching this topic most of his life. But I do believe that attitudes are changing quickly, particularly about medical use of cannabis. Michael, don't you agree?
Oh, completely. As a matter of fact, what's interesting is that, you know, prohibition against cannabis really started about 75 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We used it as a medicine for literally over 10,000 years.
Wow.
So we're actually just kind of getting back with the program. What's great now is that science is showing us how to avoid pitfalls of using cannabis, just like there are pitfalls with any plant-based medicine.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know how much to take, when to take it, what. And once you do, it's rare. So there's nothing really to be scared of. There's only something.
Do you find that the pharmacies, the big money people, are getting a little threatened and seeing you as a major competition?
Really, I think what we are is a very safe and useful adjunct to conventional pharmaceuticals or the counter medicines. For example, you know, we have this big opioid crisis in the U.S. right now, and it's affected Hawaii as well. And the thing that's interesting is that cannabis actually can reduce the amount of the opioid pain medication that's needed to treat pain. And so what's great is you're actually increasing the safety profile of the opiate-based medicine, and you're potentially reducing the chance for addiction by adding cannabis to the mix. I think there are a lot of places where cannabis can kind of be the wing to another medication to get the best outcome. And I think a lot of doctors are starting to agree with that.
That's wonderful.
I mean, to give you an example of that, at Maui Grown Therapy, since we opened on August 8th, we've seen 5 patients successfully overcome opioid dependency, and they're now simply using mostly the tincture form of cannabis. primarily the high CBD form of cannabis. So it can be done. They're successfully managing their pain without opiate medication now.
Well, I'm very, very glad you're coming out, Michael. And, you know, I don't know how long you're going to be here, but I'll invite you back if you want to come into the studio and we can try to get you on my morning show and talk more, because there's really a lot to talk about. And I look forward to seeing you. Again, it's this Saturday. You have to get there. I mean, there's two ways to do it. Can people register? Because the website's kind of long. It's Eventbrite.
All you have to do is go to Eventbrite, and there'll be a search there, and just search Michael Backes.
Last
name, spelled
B-A-C-K-E-S.
Michael Backes, and then the Lunch and Learn post will come up. And we do have limited seating. We're more than half sold now, so if you're considering it, I wouldn't wait much longer. Again, Eventbrite, search for Michael Backes. The event is Saturday, the 21st of April. Starts at 11 o'clock, runs through 1:30. $10 fee includes Michael's talk, as well as a hot buffet lunch and class materials.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you for setting this up, Terry, and thank you for calling in, Michael. I look forward to meeting you.
I look forward to meeting you, too, and thanks for having me on.
Okay, aloha.
Aloha, Michael.
Aloha.
Mahalo.
Yeah.
That's nice to have him on. Very good, very interested in hearing him talk more.
Oh, he's fascinating. He's really fascinating.
Absolutely. Well, he sure taught you well.
Yes, he
does. He's done an amazing job. I've learned so much. And I thank you. And people can find out more about what you have to offer. What's your website for your sites?
MauiGrownTherapies.com. You can learn all about how to become a registered medical cannabis patient in the state of Hawaii. Also take a look at the product offerings we have at the dispensary. As I said, there's much more there than just cannabis buds or flowers. We also have the various non-smokable forms of cannabis available at Maui Grown Therapies.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Cindy.
And I'm so glad to see Deidre Teagarden in studio, because there's so